Welcome this morning to Heritage Baptist Church. We're so thankful that you're here with us today. We have a very special beginning to our service because we've enjoyed a wonderful week of Bible school, vacation Bible school. And we have some special guests with us here today, and they're all amongst this crowd, and you didn't even know it. And they're the treasures. They're just they've been a wonderful treasure this week. We've just enjoyed God's love, and through song and through verses, and we have some special kids here that are going to say some verses. So if you're one of my kids and you know who you are that have the verses, we're going to have those kids come up first. So come on up. You know who you are. Come on up. And then the rest of the children are going to come up and lead us in song. All right. Here they come. Look at these brave warriors. Here they come with their Bibles in hand. We have had so many great lessons this week. We have had so many great songs, and I'm going to start with Blake. Blake, you want to come on up here? And he's going to read. Put up there. There you go.
1 Corinthians 13:1-4. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
say it really loud,
and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. 1 Corinthians 13:1-4.
And we have Reagan. She's going to come on up here. Here, we're going to stand her over here so you can see her.
Oh, gosh.
1 John 4:9. Go ahead.
1 John 4:9. God showed us his love by sending his son. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9.
And we have Bree. She's going to come up.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, and it is not proud. 1 Corinthians 13:4.
Very good job. Okay, Bree. And Gavin's going to come up. Come on up, Gavin.
Love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. 1 Corinthians 13:5.
Good job, Gavin. Okay, and Garrett's going to come up.
First Corinthians 13:5-6. This is, wait. What? No, I'm not right. Love is not patient. Love is not kind. Wait. Love is not rude, it's not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it has no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:5-6.
Good job. 1 Corinthians 13:7-8, Nicholas Walters. So good, it always, love always
Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
Very good job, 1 Corinthians 7 through 8. And Justin. Come on up, Justin. Ready? Here, I've got it marked right here. Okay. You want to put it up here?
Now we know so little. Even with our special gifts and the preaching of the most gifted is still so poor. But when we have been made perfect and complete, then the need for these inadequate special gifts will come to an end and they will disappear. It's like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child does. But when I became a man, my thoughts grew far beyond those of my childhood. And now I have put away the childish things. In the same way, we can see and understand only a little about God now, as if we were peering at his reflection in a poor mirror. But someday we are going to see him in his completeness, face to face. Now all that I know is hazy and blurred, but then I will see everything clearly. Just as clearly as God sees into my heart right now. 1 Corinthians 9 through 12.
And this week we have really enjoyed learning all about love and God's love. And we've had all these kids, they have a few songs they'd like to share with you right now. So if you attended VBS, and you are one of our kids, come on up, because we're going to get ready for our songs. Here they come. All throughout, we have had such a good week. And not only all of these kids, they came every single day, and they were so wonderfully behaved. They were so wonderful all week long. But we could not have done this without one special, very special thing, and that was all the workers. And I really want to see, I want you as a congregation to see how many people came and share God's love with these children. It just blessed my heart, and I want you to see that blessing and share it with you. So if you had any part of VBS, don't make me call you by name. I want you up here with me. So come on up just for a minute. It won't hurt. Come on up, because we're all learn these songs and share God's love. Some of them are giving me looks. These little kids, they come up with smiles, but the big kids, they don't. And here they are, and we had five special ones that are gonna come up here with the kids. Come on up. And I would like you to take a minute, and these workers, as the big kids organize the little kids, these workers, there were things I'm just gonna share that did not go well. And there were mishaps all week long. And you know, these children did not notice. And that could only be done by these people sharing God's love with these very special people. Okay, thank you. Now, these kids are going to sing a couple songs. So, you want them? They need to see you, don't you think? Why don't you spread yourself out a little bit, okay? All right.
Just feel the ocean breeze. We're so glad you've come to laugh and play. Hey, there's
search for.